and 读经的事情.
Today I'm going to continue my topic of the importance of reading the Bible.
我主要是从圣经的智慧书里头提出一些做人的原则来.
Today I'm going to focus our attention to writings of wisdom in the Bible to see how they teach us how to conduct ourselves or behave as a person in life or how to live this life.
圣经里头有四卷书, 我们称它做智慧书。
There are four books in the Bible which are collectively called wisdom, books of wisdom.
就是诗篇, 箴言, 传道书, 跟约伯记。
There are some Proverbs and Ecclesiastes and the book of Job.
那么在这几卷书里头, 专门, 几乎专门都讲到一些做人的原则。
The main theme of these four books is how to live our life or the way to live.
说明了读圣经对一个信主的人多么重要。
This explains why it is so important for believers to read the Bible.
首先我们要来看 读了圣经之后, 让我们对神的态度能够真正的了解。
First of all, we need to take a look how after studying the Bible, it can transform our attitude toward our God.
我们信主的人都是敬畏神的。
We believers fear God.
这是这几卷书里头告诉我们怎么样子去敬畏神。
But these four books tell us specifically how to in what ways we revere fear God.
那么我们先读 两节经文在传道书12章, 就是传道书的 最后一卷书的最后两句。
Let's read, first of all, let's read two verses, which are in Ecclesiastes, the last, toward the end of this book.
十二章十三节说, 这些事, 就是上面所讲的这些事, 都已经听见了, 总意就是敬畏上帝, 谨守他的诫命，这是人所当尽的本分。因为人所做的事，连一切隐藏的事，无论是善是恶，上帝都必审问。
Chapter 12, verses 13 and 14. Now all has been heard. Here is the conclusion of the matter. What has been heard means all the preceding passages. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole beauty, duty of man. For God will bring every seed into judgment, including every hidden thing, whether it is good or evil.
我们一同祷告。
Let's pray.
主，谢谢你给我们 这本圣经让我们特别了解我们跟神到底是什么样子的关系。
Dear Lord, we want to thank you, especially because you have given us this Bible so that we can know more clearly what the true relationship is between between God and us.
求主让我们因为读过了 这几卷书里的教训，我们就明白神 到底是谁？他与我们有什么关系？
It is our prayer that after we have studied these several books, we will come to a true understanding as to who this God is and what kind of relationship that this God has with us.
求主能够开我们的心窍，让我们真正的了解我们应该如何来对付神，怎么样子在他的面前能够清楚了解我们到底是谁。
May you open our eyes, spiritual eyes, so that we know what God you truly is and are, and how we should have true relationship with you, and what is your heart, your will for us.
求主开我们的心窍，让我们明白我们的神不只是圣诞老人。
May you open our spiritual eyes so that we know that our God is not only a Santa.
让我们不要只是有需要的时候我们就来求神。
So that we won't just go before you asking for what we want.
让我们从神的话语里头更了解我们在神的面前必须要绝对的敬畏。
Help us to understand that we need to have a reverence and fear toward you with regard to your word.
主，你用下面的话语亲自对我们说话。
Would you please speak to us by your own word?
让我们在与天上的这位神相交的时候，让世人能够明白到底我们跟他是什么样子的关系。
So that when we have a communion with this God in heaven, the people in the world would know what kind of true relationship his believers have with this God.
这样祷告，靠耶稣基督圣名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. 我们可以总括一句，圣经在我们对神的关系上特别强调我们对神要敬畏。
We may have this conclusive statement that the Bible asks us to especially to have a kind of relationship with God, which is to fear Him.
其他的宗教都不特别讲这件事。
Other religions do not pay special attention to this matter.
那宗教他们所注重的就是我们跟我们所信的这位神是好朋友。
What they emphasize is that our relationship with this God is just at the level of friends, good friends.
我们若是有什么需要，那我们来找神。
If we have any needs, then we just go to Him.
若没有特别的需要，我们不要麻烦他。
If we don't have any special needs, then we don't, we better not to bother him.
我曾经听一些基督徒讲，哎呀，不要去吵神了，神已经够烦了。
I heard this from even Christians, some Christians that, oh, don't bother our God, he has too much
to take care. 你想
想看，
一个神对付这么千千万万的人，假如每一个人每天 求神一件事情，那神也够这个麻烦的了。
Just imagine that God has to deal with so many people. So if each one just asks him for one thing, then there's enough trouble for this God.
我们来看两节经文三节经文是在罗马书里头这两三节经文告诉我们不信的人是对神是什么样子的光景。
Let's take a look at three verses from Romans.
罗马书第一章二十一节到二十三节。
Romans chapter 1 verses 21st to 23rd.
这是圣经讲到人对神的态度跟关系。
This passage talks about man's attitude for God and their relationship with God.
因为他们就是讲人呢，虽然知道上帝，却不当作上帝来荣耀他，也不感谢他，他们的思念变为虚妄，无知的心就昏暗了，自称为聪明，反成了愚拙，将不能朽坏之上帝的荣耀变为偶像，仿佛别朽坏的人和飞禽走兽昆虫的样式。
Romans chapter 1 verse 21st. For although they knew God, they neither glorified him as God nor give thanks to him, but their thinking became futile and their foolish hearts were darkened. Although they claimed to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images made to look like mortal men and birds and animals and reptiles.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们这个不认识神的人对付上帝的态度就是明明知道他是神，但是却不当把他当作神来荣耀他，也不感谢他。
So brothers and sisters, as we can see, those who do not truly know God, although they clearly know that he is God, but they don't treat him like what a God deserves to be treated, neither do they give thanks to him.
所以二十二节说，自称为聪明，反成了愚拙。
That's why in verse 22, we see, although they claimed to be wise, they became fools.
我们真正信神的人的确明白这两句话的意思。
If we are true believers, we would understand what these passages means.
常常看到我们听说有人不信神，为了爱这个人，想尽了方法能够把神介绍给这个人。
Very often we heard like this, because we love somebody so much that he or she does not believe in God. So we try our very best trying to introduce this God to him or to her.
我们从这些人的反应里头看得到，他们在这个表面上对我们很客气，心里面实在对我们很轻视。
But from their responses to us, we know clearly, even on the surface, they appear to be very polite, but actually they despise this God.
最近我们发现有一位姊妹，她得了很重的病，已经可以说在世上 停留只是几天的时间而已。
Recently, we found there was a sister who got a kind of a terminal disease.
她有一个弟弟在大陆。
She has a brother in China.
她就想尽了办法把她的弟弟跟她的弟妹从大陆接到美国来。
So, she did her best and make arrangements so that her brother and the sister-in-law can come to the States.
她盼望在她离开世界以前能够让她的弟弟跟她的弟媳妇认识神。
She hopes that before she leaves this world, before she passes away, her brother and sister-in-law would know this God.
我们知道现在你要申请大陆的人到美国来也不是那么简单。
We know it is not very easy nowadays if we want to invite somebody from China to United States.
说他经过了许多的周折，终于把他的弟弟弟媳妇接到美国来。
So after all kinds of legal procedures, eventually, she, her brother and sister, and sister-in-law came to the United States to visit her.
他就请教会你的弟兄姊妹，说是请为他们两位祷告。你假如你有负担，你就可以啊去找他们去谈谈。
So she asked brothers and sisters to pray for her brother and sister-in-law. She said that if you have, you are so burdened, you may just directly talk to them.
所以结果他们两位来了，教会你的很多的弟兄姊妹去啊，这个想办法要跟他传福音。
So these two friends, they have arrived at United States, and many brothers and sisters are very eager to preach the gospel to them.
这个兄弟啊，态度比较的谦卑，还愿意跟基督徒来讲讲话。
This brother of hers looks more humble, and he's willing to talk, speak with brothers and sisters.
这位弟妹的态度很明显的，就是对基督徒的这个信仰觉得很迷信。
But her sister-in-law, clearly her attitude is that this the belief in Christ is basically a superstition.
当我们请他星期天到教会来聚会。
When we invite them to come to church on Sundays.
他说我们来美国就是看看，已经跟你们谈过就够了，不必再去教堂了。
This is her reply. We have already spoken to you, and you have already spoken to us about the gospel. There's no need to talk or speak about it any further.
最近几天，我们就发现，他对基督徒的态度就是见到就跑。
And recently, we found that whenever she sees Christians, then she just runs away.
这就是罗马书这里所讲的。自以为聪明，反成了愚拙。
This is the exactly the picture given us here. Romans chapter 1 verse 22. Although they claimed to be wise, they became fools.
我信了主之后，很看重二十二节。
After I received the Lord as my God, I have paid much attention to verse 22.
我总是提醒自己，千万不要 由聪明而变成愚拙。
I often reminded myself that, don't, assume that, I am wise. Actually, I am fools if I assume myself to be wise.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们这个从圣经里头首先了解的就是我们原来很愚拙。
So from the Bible, the first thing that we come to realize is that initially we were really foolish. We were fools.
那么在圣经的马拉基书，这是旧约的最后一卷书，他问了基督徒，可以说或者信主不信主的人七个问题。
In the last book of Old Testament, which is Malachi, he asked unbelievers seven questions.
那么这我们没有时间去看这七个问题，我们只看一个问题好了。
We don't have time to read or study all those seven questions. That's just consider the first one question.
马拉基就是很直率的描写一个不幸的人，他们真正的像心态是怎么样。
Malachi described an unbeliever, their mindset or mentality in a very straightforward way.
他在他所写的这四章圣经里头，一共问了基督这些假信主的人，或者是犹太人，七个问题。
In the short four chapters, he wrote, he asked, those, believers who are not true believers, seven questions.
他要这个把一个人的假信把它揭露出来。
He want to expose the true picture, the true nature of the false belief of somebody.
这些都是犹太人，我们知道。
These are all Jews.
我们先看第一章第二节。
Let's take a look at, first of all, chapter 1, verse 2.
耶和华说，我曾爱你们，你们却说你在何事上爱我们呢？耶和华说，以扫不是雅各的哥哥吗？我却爱雅各，恶以扫，使他的山林荒凉，把他的地业交给旷野的野狗。
Malachi, chapter 1, verse 2, I have loved you, says the Lord, but you ask, how have you loved us? Was not Esau Jacob's brother? The Lord says, yet I have loved Jacob, because, but Esau, Esau I have hated, and I have turned his mountains into a wasteland, and left his inheritance to the desert jackals.
So, Malachi 书他这七个问题都是神来揭露以色列人当时对神的那一种态度。
So, through the seven questions given in the book of Malachi, God exposes the true attitude, of, the Jewish people at that time.
都是否认他们是爱神的，他们是尊重神的。
They deny they that they all these seven questions are used to deny the fact that they truly love God and they truly respect God.
这可以说是当时信所谓信主的人，这些犹太人呢，他们在神面前真正的光景。是什么?
This is the true spiritual condition of those Jewish people who claimed at that time that they believe in God.
你们假如愿意的话，你们可以去翻一翻这个马拉基书，是一本很短的书，在第一章里头，他神责备了他们，责问了他们三个问题。第二章一个问题，第三章四个问题，那这七个问题可以说都把以色列人对神的那种虚假的心态给它揭露出来。
So if you are interested, you can read through the book of Malachi, which is a very short book. In chapter 1, Malachi asked Jewish people three questions. In chapter 2, one question. And in chapter 3, four questions. All of these questions are meant to expose that Jewish people who claim they worship the God are really hypocrites.
然后在加勒太书第五章十五节是讲到当时或者说一般教会的光景。
In Galatians, 第几章？
Galatians
5:15. This describes the spiritual condition of churches at that time.
所以这就是讲到当时教会是个什么样子的光景。
So this passage talks about describes the spiritual condition of the church of churches at that time.
我们看加勒太书第五章第十五节。
Galatians chapter 5 verse 15.
五章十五节，他说：“你们要谨慎，若相咬相吞，只怕要彼此消灭了。”
If you keep on biting and devouring each other, watch out, or you will be destroyed by each other.
教会里的神最关心的就是儿女们彼此能够真心的相爱。
For a church, what God cares most about is that brothers and sisters love each other truly.
而一般教会的真实的光景是什么？是彼此相咬相吞。
But the real actual spiritual condition of most churches is that brothers and sisters keep on biting and devouring each other.
没有爱心。
They don't have love.
所以我们在教会里的人要常常问自己这个问题。我是真正的爱弟兄姊妹呢，还是我这个不断的都在想怎么样子能从弟兄姊妹的身上能够得到好处。
So, those of us who are in church, we should keep on asking ourselves this question. Do I love my brothers and sisters truly, or do I just want to get something to my own benefit from them?
保罗在这一章里特别提醒，在十四节，因为全律法都包在爱人如己这句话之内。
Paul gives special mention of this important teaching in verse 14. The entire law is summed up in a single command.Love your neighbor as yourself.
所以我们可以说，前面所说的这些话，都说明了一件事情，就是我们在神的面前没有敬畏。
So we may give this conclusion. what has been talked about previously come to this point. It is we do not have a fear before God.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们对神的态度应该是对他要敬畏。
So, brothers and sisters, our right attitude toward God is that we need to fear Him.
我觉得敬畏这句话在圣经字典里头有一个叫 New Bible Dictionary， 它解释得很好。
I think a dictionary, New Bible Dictionary, explains the word 敬畏 or reverently fear God very well.
这个字典说什么是敬畏？它说 Holy fear is God-given, enabling man to reverence God's authority, obey His commandments, and hateAnd shun all form of evil.
所以这本字典对敬畏的解释是这样子：敬畏是神所赐的，他要教导我们要尊敬神，要遵守他一切的吩咐，还要远避一切的邪恶。
所以在神的话语里头，我们不断的发现，就是神他的话在提醒我们。
So God's word consistently tells us or remind us that
就是恨恶一切藐视他，就是不敬畏他的人。
He hates those who despise him, that is, who do not reverence him and fear him.
所罗门他在箴言书里头很多的地方讲到要敬畏神。
So this topic appears over and over again in Proverbs.
但是他对这件事最好的，也是最重要的评论是在传道书十二章十三节。
Even King Solomon has said a lot of words, a lot of things about 敬畏 reverently fear God. But the best word he said appears in Ecclesiastes.
十二章十三节，我们刚才读过。
That is chapter 12.
这些事都已听见了，总意就是敬畏上帝，谨守他的诫命，这是人所当敬的本分。
Now all has been heard. Here is the conclusion of the matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole beauty, a whole duty of man.
因此上我们知道，敬畏神是一个信主的人他当尽的本分。
So we know for a believer of God his basic responsibility and duty is to fear God reverently.
让我们不要忘记我们的神他是一个审判官。
Let us not forget thatOur God is also a judge.
我常常用这句话来提醒我自己。
I often use this to remind myself.
无论我说什么、做什么，最后我要在神的面前负责任。
Whatever I do, whatever I say, ultimately I will have to settle accounts before God.
为什么我们发现没有律法的地方是个很可怕的地方。
Why is that we discovered a fact that is a place without law is a very terrible place.
我到美国来的时候，我了解美国的状况。我现在再看美国，我觉得美国不再是从前的美国了。美国，从前的美国已经不见了。
When I first came to the United States, I understood the situation of the United States. Now, after several decades, as I look back, I have found that the United States is no longer the United States I used to know.
从前的美国，我们可以讲，它是富强康乐的一个国家。
The past United States, we may say, was a nation of strength and happiness.
我们中国人要描写一个环境，最理想的就是富强康乐。
When we Chinese wants to describe an ideal world, we will use these four character expression.
我刚到美国来的时候，美国够得上称为是富强康乐的一个国家。
When I first came to the United States, I think we may use this phrase, a Chinese phrase, to describe the United States at that time.
大部分的这个地方那个时候都可以说是路不拾遗，夜不被覆这样子光景。
I can say that most places of the United States when I first came was a very safe place. You don't, one does not get things that does not belong to him. And when one goes to bed at night, one does not have to close his door because it's very safe and secure.
在那个时候，晚上我假如出去到街上去走路，我就会发现小孩子的玩具、脚踏车什么到处摔的，没人说是哎呀，这个东西不可以放在外面，有人拿了，没有人考虑这个的。可以说真是路不拾遗，大家都觉得小孩子的东西有什么人拿？
So、
现在呢，你放在家里还有人来偷抢。
So at that time, when I walked out at night, I saw a lot of like children's toys and bicycles and so on the streets. But no one would get them for his own. But nowadays, even at home, somebody might break in and steal those things.
没有见过一个真正平安喜乐的这种场合，这种生活的环境。
Now we no longer have a environment of peace and happiness.
所以他们所要的国家实在不值得我们爱慕。
So the countries they would like to really doesn't is not worthy of our caring.
因为基本上就这个国家失去了对神的敬畏。
And the reason is that this country has lost their fear for God.
所以他们的口号是什么？我要我所要的国家。
So their slogan is, I want a country that I would like to have.
我所要的一个国家是我要它怎么样，它就怎么样。
A country that I would like to see is a country where whatever I want it to be, then it will be that way.
在这个国家里的第一件事情就失去了对神的敬畏。
So in this country, the first thing is that this country has lost its fear of God.
天不怕，地不怕。
People are afraid of nothing.
我不喜欢你，我把口袋里枪掏出来就把你打掉。
If I don't like you, I can just kill you.
这个不是神的世界。
So this is not a world which has God.
这个是魔鬼的世界。
This is a world which
belongs 活在这个地方
to the devil.
我们时刻都是心惊胆战。
When we live here, we are always full of fear.
我就很坦白地告诉你们，我每天晚上我至少要起来四五趟，来看看我这个门有没有锁紧。
So to tell you the truth, every night I has to get up four or five times in order to make sure that my doors are locked.
这个国家实在已经到了这个情况，我不能够相信任何人是爱我的。
So this country has degenerated to a state where I don't believe anyone can truly love me.
是还有很多人梦想着美国是一个天堂，拼命要到美国来做公民。
But what is pitiful is that still there are many people who has this dream. They think United States is a paradise, is a heaven, and they would very much like to be.
圣经上很坦白地告诉人，假如神不是你的主，这个不是一个好的地方，你来居住。
The Bible has told us, if God is not your Lord, then this is not a place for you to live.
其次，我们要很快地讲，对人，圣经告诉我们要怎么样。
The second topic is how the Bible tell us about our relationship with other men.
我所用的经文几乎都是箴言书里面的。
So about this topic, the passages I use are almost all from Proverbs.
这箴言书里告诉我们，我们对父母要孝敬。
The book of Proverbs teaches us that we have to honor our parents.
我相信我们每个人可以问问，我孝敬我的父母吗？我的儿女孝顺我吗？
We may ask ourselves, do I honor my parents? Do my children honor me as their parents?
不是现在讲得很坦白的，我所看到的年轻人都是很可怕的人。
To tell you the truth, I think the young people nowadays are terrible.
这些人看到长辈这个样子的。
When they see people of elderly generations, they just looked away.
这个环境绝不是一个神所喜悦的一个环境。
So this kind of environment or place is definitely not after God's heart.
第二，圣经里头特别讲到，我们对我们的配偶要应该有什么态度？
The second thing that the Bible has taught us is the right attitude toward our spouses.
我们要看重我们妻子的德行跟她对神的敬畏。
What we need to value about our wives is that her virtues and her fear of God.
我们现在所对妻子看重的，就长得漂亮不漂亮。
On the contrary, nowadays, what we value most is whether or not our wives are beautiful.
她对神是不是敬畏，对我们来讲不重要。
Whether or not she fears reverently God to us is no longer that important.
弟兄姊妹，一个不敬畏神的妻子，对我们来讲是一种咒诅。
Dear brothers and sisters, if we have a wife who does not fear God reverently, then it is not a blessing but a curse.
箴言书三十一章。
Proverbs chapter 31.
那里告诉我们一个妻子的责任是什么？跟我们中国人的传统没有两样，叫做相夫教子。
31 teaches us about the duties of a wife, which is not very different from what Chinese would think. That is to assist her husband and to educate her children.
所以我希望弟兄姊妹回去读读箴言书三十一章。
So I encourage our brothers and sisters to go, when you go home, you read Proverbs chapter 31.
圣经特别提醒我们，或者要给我们这样子的教导，对儿女来讲，我们要养他们，也要教他们。
As far as our children are concerned, the Bible teaches us that we not only to physically provide for them, but also we have to educate them.
箴言书十九章、二十二章、十三章都特别讲到我们对子女的教养。
Proverbs chapter 19 and other places. Especially give teachings about this area.
神要我们对自己怎么样？
Then how about our attitude toward ourselves?
他要我们在主的面前做这样的祷告。
The Bible teaches us to do pray this way.
箴言书，箴言书三十章第七到第九节。
Chapter 30, verses 7 to 9.
这是我们做人的人，或者说做神的儿女的人要做的祷告。
So this is the prayer that we believers need to make before God.
第三十章第七到第九节。
Chapter 30, verses 7 to 9.
我求你两件事，在我未死之先，不要不赐给我。求你使虚假和谎言远离我，使我也不贫穷，也不富足，赐给我虚用的饮食，恐怕我饱足。就不认你，说耶和华是谁呢？又恐怕我贫穷，就偷窃，以致亵渎我上帝的名。
Proverbs chapter 30, verses 7 to 9. Two things I ask of you, O Lord. Do not refuse me before I die. Keep falsehood and lies far from me. Give me neither poverty nor riches.But give me only my daily bread. Otherwise, I may have too much and disown you and say, Who is the Lord? Or I may become poor and steal and so dishonor the name of my God.
所以弟兄姊妹，你有没有看到这里神只叫我们怎么样向他祷告，就是叫我们不要太有钱，也不要没有钱。这两样都不好。
So, brothers and sisters, as you can see here, God's will is that we are not poor. We need to do this prayer. We are not too poor and we are not too rich. Too poor or too rich are both not good, beneficial for us.
我们今天活在这里。多半的人都是 神啊，多给我点钱。
But most of us would ask God for even more money.
很少有人，就是 multi-billionaire 都不会跟神讲，神啊，我钱太多了，你不要再给我了。
Very few people, even multi-billionaire, would do this prayer. Oh Lord, I have already had too much. Don't give me any more.
因为很简单。假如我钱太多了，我连神都不认识了。
The truth behind this teaching is very simple. If
你不要神了
I become too rich,
你自己已经了不起了。
If I become too rich, then there's no need for me to have God. We will think ourselves.
假如你穷到一个地步，没有饭吃了，那很自然你就会做贼。
But then, on the other hand, if we are poor to the extent that we cannot even have no way to meet our basic daily needs, then we may end up with stealing from others.
这样子，我就会亵渎我的神。
And this way, we would dishonor the name of my God.
换句话说，神啊，你要我不要太爱财。也不要完全，不然我有生活的需要。
In other words, we need to do this kind of prayer. God, don't let me love money too much. On the other hand, don't make me poor to the extent that I cannot meet even my basic needs.
下面很快讲到。对于青年男女来讲，我们在交朋友、交异性，这个跟生活应该要注意什么
？And the third point we are going to talk about has to do with making of friends, especially friends of the opposite sex.
所以弟兄姊妹，你就发现神实在很爱他的儿女。连我们生活里头的细节，他都说明了你要做这个，你不要做那个。
So we can discover that our God really loves His children. He not only give us principles of life, He only detailed specifically how we should act in real life.
他在箴言书十三章二十节。
Proverbs chapter
告诉我们怎么样交朋友。
Proverbs chapter 13 verse 20. This is about
十三章十二节怎么讲？与智慧人同行的必得智慧，和愚昧人作伴的必受亏损。
He who walks with the wise grows wise.But a companion of fools suffers harm.
所以你交朋友，你要跟聪明的，那些有智慧的，不要跟那些愚蠢的，自己做了坏事还不知道。
So when you choose friends, you have to choose to make friends with those who are wise.Don't make friends with fools who do not even know when they do.
圣经里的特别提醒我们怎么样子交异性的朋友。
The Bible also tells us how to make friends with the opposite sex and.The Bible gives special attention to this area.
箴言书第五章第一到第六节。
Proverbs chapter 5, verses 1 to 6.
这里告诉我们叫什么样子的朋友。
This tells us what kinds of friends we ought to make.
这是所罗门王讲的话。他说我儿要留心我智慧的话语，侧耳听我聪明的言辞。为要使你谨守谋略，嘴唇保存知识，因为淫妇的嘴叠下锋面，她的口 比油更滑，至终却苦似阴沉，快如两刃的刀。他的脚下入死地，他脚步踏住阴间。然后还有一句，就是第六节，以致他找不着生命平坦的道，他的路变迁不定，自己还不知道。
Proverbs chapter 5 verse 1, My son, pay attention to my wisdom. Listen well to my words of insight, that you may maintain discretion and your lips may preserve knowledge. For the lips of an adulteress drip honey, and her speech is smoother than oil. But in the end, she is bitter as gall, sharp as a double-edged sword. Her feet go down to death. Her steps lead straight to the grave. She gives no thought to the way of life. Her paths are crooked, but she knows it not.
是当我们结交异性朋友的时候，神给我们一个劝告或者一个警告是什么？叫做谨防甜言蜜语，不要听好听的话。要找一个女孩子啊，指引你，你不对，她就指出来的。不要说，哎呀，你这个正好，我就是喜欢你这样子。好了，你就跟着她跑了。不要爱附那些甜言蜜语的。你记得这句话。
So, the Bible teaches us that when we make friends, especially when we make friends with the opposite sex.
后面在二十章第一节警告我们一件事情。
这
是今天在美国我们也要特别注意的。
Chapter 20.
箴言书二十章第一节
Verse 1,
酒能使人邪慢，浓酒使人喧嚷，凡因酒错误的就无智慧。
Wine is a mocker and beer a brawler. Whoever is led astray by them is not wise.
在美国不只是要戒酒，还要戒任何的药物，任何让你能够中毒的，你都要避免。
So, not only wine that we should avoid, but we should avoid in the United States, we should avoid all sorts of drugs or substances.
现在啊，我要讲最后一件事情，就是。圣经要我们对人生有一个正确的骨架。
The last point I would like to point out today is that the Bible asks us to make a correct appraisal of life.
传道书二章十一节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 11.
后来我察看我手所经营的一切事和我劳碌所成的功，谁知都是虚空，都是捕风，在日光之下毫无益处。
Yet when I surveyed all that my hands had done and what I had toiled to achieve, everything was meaningless, a chasing after the wind.Nothing was gained under the sun.
这里告诉我们，虚空跟实在的分别是什么？短暂跟永恒的分别又在什么地方？
Here, it tells us the what distinguishes the empty from the real or the substantial, or what distinguishes between the temporary, the short, and the eternal.
我们看两处经文就结束，一处是在 诗篇九十篇。
Let's read two more passages before we conclude today's sermon.
这个诗篇九十篇是很长的，这是这个谁呀、啊？他写的书。
Psalm chapter 50
在这个摩西所写的，在这个里头告诉我们什么是真正的富足，什么是虚空。
So here, it tells us what is a true or real or prosperity.
我希望弟兄姊妹你们回去看。
Or vain glory.
九十篇告诉我们什么是真的，什么是假的，什么是虚空，什么是实在。
So I ask brothers and sisters to take a look at.
最后我要读一节经文，是在《哥林多后书》第四章。
Second Corinthians, chapter 4.
哥林多后书第四章第十八节。
Second Corinthians, chapter 4, verse 18.
原来我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的，因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。
So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal.
换句话说，弟兄姊妹，我们所应该注意的是永恒的事情。
In other words, what we need to pay attention to is the eternal things.
那永恒的事情，我们是看不到的。
The eternal things cannot be seen by our physical eyes.
可是，那看不到的，倒是我们应该注意的。
However, it is on what is unseen.That we need to pay attention to.
弟兄姊妹，天堂就是我们看不到的。
Dear brothers and sisters, heaven is what we cannot see.
那个才是真正我们应该注意的。
But that is the thing that we need to pay attention to.
你在世上只不过活个几十年。
You live on this world, on earth, only for several decades.
那百岁在现在算是长命的。
Even you live a long life, up to 100 years old.
百岁很快就到了。
But 100 years old will soon arrives very soon.
我在六年前 ，Cincinnati 教会请我回去跟他们。这个讲道。
Six years ago, I visited a Cincinnati church at their invitation.
在过去这二三十年，每十年他们就找我回去一趟。
In the past several decades, they invited me back once every 10 years.
所以我上次回去的时候，我是庆祝他们40周年。纪念。
Last time I went back there, we celebrated their 40-year anniversary of the church.
我讲到最后，我说下一次我再见你们是10年之后。
Toward the end of my preaching at that time, I said that.The next time I will see you is 10 years from now.
那个时候我应当是90岁。
And then I would be 90 years old.
你们要为我祷告。
So、you
祷告我能够多活几年，能够活到90岁。
So you have to pray for me, so that I can live many more years, up to at least up to 90 years old.
弟兄姊妹，九十岁，我不知道能不能活到，我还不晓得。我现在每天都在祷告。
Dear brothers and sisters, I don't know if I can live that long. Every day,
也请你们为我祷告，
是
不是？神啊，让这个朱长老九十岁的时候能回到 Cincinnati 去讲道。
So, please also pray for me, that I may have a chance to go back there and preach there when I am 90 years old.
可是我发现越老这个日子越难过。
But what I have discovered is that the older I get, the more miserable my life seems.
讲他们五十周年纪念，我不知道。
So I don't know whether I can go back there to celebrate together with them the church's 50 years anniversary.
但是有一件事情，弟兄姊妹，我可以保证，就是我将来能够见到那不能见的那个永恒。
But one thing I am very certain, that is, one day I will see the eternal.
九十岁之后的事情我没把握。
I don't know what will happen after 90 years old.
因为那不在我的控制之中。
Because that is not within my control.
但是永恒的事情我有把握。
But the eternal thing, or things related to eternity, I am quite certain of.
因为那是我的神所掌管的。
Because it is under the control of my God.
我有把握，我在永恒里头要见到我的主。
I have the assurance and the certainty that in eternity I will see my God face to face.
盼望我们这里的弟兄姊妹们都有这样子的把握。
I hope every one of us has this assurance as well.
我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的，因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。
We fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary.But what is unseen is eternal.
对不起，时间多用了一点。我们从祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，谢谢你，这本书里的真是充满了智慧，巴不得我们都能够欣赏这个智慧，并且愿意持守这个智慧的内容。
Dear Lord,
让我们顾念所不见的，不要去追求那些在我们眼前的东西。
Dear Lord, we thank you for giving us this book, which is full of wisdom. Would you help us that we can hold on to the your words which are of wisdom, and help us to care not the things on earth, but rather fix our eyes on the things that is unseen yet that is eternal.
求主让我们都能够听到神的话，遵守神的话。
May you help us.
将来能够在主的面前永远蒙福。
May you help us listen to what you has to say. You have to say to us, and also keep your commandments.
这样祷告，靠耶稣基督圣名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.